What's up, everybody? I just realized that none of these podcasts, I mean, I know this, but I'm just kind of laughing thinking, none of these podcasts have any intro, any fancy sponsors, any music. And I'm kind of liking it. I think it's just raw value. Now maybe I should have get an intro tune again at some point. But I think I listen to podcasts often, and the intro and the sponsor and all of that stuff is there's more attention and focus goes into that than the actual content. So I want to focus on the content, and I want to focus on giving value first, and then who knows, I may spice it up a little later. So today is going to be an episode around what you should be spending your time on, time management, and where your focus should be if you are not yet making, let's say, 10K a month. So if you're making, let's say, 10K a month or less, I'm going to give you a little breakdown, short episode. I'm going to give you a breakdown on where I think you should be spending your time. So if you're making 10K a month, you're making 120K a year, give or take. Ideally, I would say your goal is to go from now six figures to seven figures. And in my opinion, if I was to start again, there's only two things that you need to do to make $1 million in this form of industry and business. And that's book calls, close calls. Simple. Book calls, close calls. So here's what I would spend my time doing. Firstly, if you're making less than 10K a month, this episode is for you, my friend. So do this. Get a piece of paper and break it down into three segments, okay? There's money now, money maintenance, and money later. What that means is every time you go to do a task, you need to allocate it into one of these buckets, okay? Now, here's the definition. If it is money now, that means if you do an action today, you will make money today or in the next 24 to 48 hours, okay? If it is a task that is involved in the upkeep or fulfillment of your program, i.e. coaching or group calls for your clients, anything to do with fulfilling the promise that you have made to people when they gave you money, that is money maintenance. What that is maintaining, they are tasks that allow and maintain the money that you have collected and or collecting to continue to come in, okay? The third is money later tasks. Money later tasks are things that you deem as valuable and important, but they are not going to make you money in the next 24 to 48 hours. Example, writing email copy. That's good, it's valuable, but it's unlikely to make you money in 24 hours. Writing a caption to a post. Unless you're very confident that a substantial amount of people are going to respond to that and give you money within 24 to 48 hours, it's a money later task. An example would be creating content, recording videos, doing what I'm doing right now, recording a podcast. The likelihood this episode is going to make us money today in the next 24 to 48 hours is slim. But I do think it's going to warm people up to the fact that I definitely know what I'm talking about. And at some point, who knows, they may give us money and join our program and learn how we can help them scale on LinkedIn. But it's a money later task. So here's what's going to be really useful if you do this. If you spend 4 hours a day in your business, 8 hours a day in your business, 10 hours a day in your business, whatever you spend, I bet you if you were to break down where you spend your time, probably 10% of your time, maybe 20 at a push, is money now tasks. And it should be, instead of it being 80 everything else, 20 money now. It should be 80 money now, 20 everything else. And I know that sounds like, really? Is that? Of course. Because if you're not doing tasks that make you money today, you will have no money to maintain. If you do not make money today, then it's pointless doing money later, because eventually that later will be today and you're putting it off into the future again. And all you're doing is you're avoiding the main reason that people don't spend time doing money now tasks is they're like, it can't be that simple, or they don't like rejection. It's easier to sit down at your laptop and write an email sequence where someone's not going to tell you, no, Chris, I don't want to join your fucking program, and feel rejected. It's easier to just put your nose in creating fucking content. Like, it's easier to just by yourself with a camera, like, talk shit to your phone and just get someone to edit it, or I'm going to edit it. And like, you can tell I get quite passionate about it because I've seen so many people stay broke because of this. If you're not spending the vast majority of your time on money now tasks, you're going to lose, or you're going to have a very shitty life, really. And if you're going to say to me, Chris, but I really like creating content, I'm going to go, great, but I really like making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month also. And now I can afford to do all the content I want if I choose. And I promise you, your loved ones and your family don't really care that you enjoy creating content. They'll care that you can put money on the table. They'll care that you can look after them. They'll care that, like my mom, when she's sick and she's got an operation, that I can pay for it. That's what people really care about. So do yourselves a favor. Take a step back. Analyze what you spend your time on a day-to-day basis in your business, and ask yourself, do an audit. Write down all of the things that you do and assign money now, money later, money maintenance to each one of these things. Is this task going to make me money in the next 24 to 48 hours? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then it shouldn't be a priority. Now, if you're spending way too much time in the weeds fulfilling your program, then you're going to struggle. And okay, there's another skill set. You need to then find a way of bringing someone on and scaling your business and finding a way to, so you can spend more time on the other things. Here's an example. You could be listening to this and you have some clients on the gym floor, or you have a second hustle, a second side hustle, a second job. You may have a kid and a partner, and you may have a sick mother, and you may be trying to balance bringing the kid to school, looking after your mom every now and then, spending time with your wife, going shopping with her, doing things she wants to do, doing your side hustle, and then you dip into your business and you have to spend the majority of your time fulfilling the promise that you made and coaching your clients, and you spend a very small percentage of your time booking calls and closing calls. If that is you, and I bet this is an enormous amount of you, there's no wonder you're stuck. Because you should be spending your whole time booking calls, closing calls, and trying to automate, delegate, and systemize the rest of your business if you want to get to a million, okay? If you even want to get to 10K months, then you just need to book a few calls, close a few calls. I really hope that makes sense. So money now, money maintenance, money later, and then segregate it in a range of priority list. So here's a very good strategy on a day-to-day basis. If you live in the UK or the United States and your prospects are UK and United States, I strongly advise you to spend a big percentage of your afternoon and evening doing money now tasks, because that's the time that people are going to be awake. And especially if you're in the United Kingdom and you've got UK clients, US clients, then your afternoon and evening, they're awake. So there's no point trying to do money now tasks first thing in the morning generally. Now, you may do some outreach first thing in the morning, but it's unlikely you're going to be waking up and taking sales calls unless you're in a part of the world where that makes sense. So here's how I run that. Generally speaking, I break my day when I was doing this, and I've coached maybe not 1,000, but hundreds, maybe 1,000. On some level, definitely 1,000, but one-to-one, I've coached hundreds and hundreds of personal trainers, online coaches, make an enormous amount of money. And I recommend they do it this way. Split your day into three sections, generally. The majority of your afternoon and evening should be money now tasks. You have, ideally, an hour around midday and lunchtime where you check up and fulfill anything that you need in relation to your clients. No more, no less. Don't dip in and out all day long and to do with money maintenance stuff. It's a waste of time. And then your time in the morning should be deep work, strategizing, planning, and money later tasks. Okay? So if you wake up in the morning, no one can fuck with you. Most people are probably asleep. You focus on your strategy, your planning, your money later tasks in your business. Then you have some food, maybe you transition for an hour into money maintenance, make sure all your clients are okay, send them as, you know, whatever you need to send them in that hour. And then you have another food break, let's say train, and then you come back and you've got all the afternoon, all of the evening to do money now tasks, things that are going to make you money today. Book calls, close calls, follow up with bookings, follow up with close calls, follow up with calls that didn't close, follow up with ghosted calls, message more people, reach back out to ex clients, reach back out to existing clients, upsell current clients, like get referrals. All this stuff is the stuff you should be doing, because if I took your loved ones away from you and put a gun to their head and said, you need to make 5K today, I promise you, you wouldn't be creating content. You would not be writing captions, right? You would not be doing some bullshit email campaign. You would not be doing a podcast like I am right now. And I'm doing this because, well, that'll be in the next episode, because when you make a certain amount, then you move out of the money now and you hire people to do money now. But the point is, if I said you need to make 5 to 10K, or I'm, you know, shooting your wife, you wouldn't go, oh, I'm going to go down to the beach and create some YouTube videos or TikTok videos or reels. You just wouldn't do it. You would be booking calls and closing. You would be doing whatever the hell you can to get someone on a phone call, and you would be trying to get money off them for something. So why not wake up every day with that mentality? Why not wake up every day going back to zero? Like, oh shit, I need to make 3K today. I need to make 1K today. Just start there. I need to make £300 today, right? If you walk into your business every morning with that mentality, I promise you, you will get to 10K a month and well beyond 10K a month. In the next episode, I'm going to go into more detail on what you would do if you're, let's say, doing 10K a week and how that time should be allocated, in my opinion. Hope that's useful. I know it's straight to the point, it's blunt, but I honestly believe it's what you guys need to hear. Peace.